speaking from the police station in Wanapee, New Jersey. This is January 15th at approximately 1:15 p.m. We're up here on an investigation of a number of UFO sighting reports during the past few days. The NICAP staff here is Gordon Lohr, Lee Katchen, and Ms. Kathy Brannon. We're speaking now with Mayor Wolf of Wanapee and reporter Howard Bell, Ball of what paper?
Patterson News.
Patterson News. Howard, do you want to proceed with what you started to say before?
Well, I'll give you the background, basically. As a newspaper editor, I sit in a desk, and on a night, I may handle three and four telephone calls of sightings in the sky. So I've gotten into the habit. On my way to work, or when I'm traveling in the dark, I scan the sky, and I've learned a little bit about the sky, so that when someone calls, I can answer a question. I saw this, and it was not what you think it was. It was jetliner so-and-so, which is out of Newark and flies across the sky at this time of night. On this particular evening, it was Tuesday. I was a little bit late for work, so I left my home around 6:15.
This was what evening?
This was Tuesday, right, January...
It would be the 11th.
11th, yeah, January 11th. So I left my home, and I traveled to the city of Patterson to work. I traveled via the Hamburg Turnpike. It's a fairly well-traveled road.
Where is your home?
My home is Pompton Lakes. About 5 minutes on the road, I'd say at 20 minutes past six on that date, the newsman on the radio was ballyhooing the 6:30 news. I know it was before 6:30. I was near the junction of Colfax Road and Hamburg Turnpike. At this point, Hamburg Turnpike lies in a southeasterly direction. I was, in other words, traveling southeasterly. I saw, as I crested a hill, a very extremely bright light.
Could you compare it to a landing light?
No, I couldn't, because it didn't have the downward beam that I've seen on the landing lights. I would say this about it. The thing that really brought my attention to it was that as I traveled along, in general, a star light, will seem to travel with you. This didn't. This seemed to come at me. I got a red light and stopped, and I kept it in observation while the red light was, I'd say, about a minute, the length of time it takes a light to change. In that time, it stopped. And it made a transverse movement. I can't tell you in feet or miles, but it did make a transverse movement to the west. I was observing it in the south-southeast. When it made its transverse movement, it paused again and then took a south-southeast to north-northwest course. I don't think that this could have been the planet Venus, because at 6:20 p.m., according to what I think, Venus would have been in the southwest at that time. And I wouldn't have been able to see it because there's a tree cover at this particular place. Of course, this is an afterthought. I went by there again. There's a tree cover, and I couldn't definitely see that portion of the sky.
How high in the sky was this light that you saw?
I say it was 12 o'clock high. I mean, you mean...
as far as up from the horizon to the zenith.
From the horizon to the zenith, this was... 60 degrees.
Pretty much overhead.
Yes, and it passed over my head. Passed over my head and left. I pulled it aside of the road and watched it. And I lost it. It went over my head and out of sight. The light I saw was of a bright brilliance. I'd say 16 or 17 times the brilliance of any planet or star I've ever seen. I would say also that I tried very, very much to look around and see if there were red or green running lights or any of the associated aircraft characteristics, and I couldn't find any. I didn't hear anything. I was inside the automobile, and I didn't think to roll the window down. I observed the entire thing through the windshield and through the back window. But I did see it go back over my head in the north-northwest direction.
Do you recall the weather conditions?
Bright and clear.
And about how long did this last? How long did you have it?
I had it in observation. 3 minutes, 4 minutes.
Did you see it over the reservoir?
I didn't know.
At all?
No.
Did you see any sign of the red beam that was reported?
I didn't see anything like that.
What color? Was there any color to it?
No. I give it a color. If I could give it a color, I'd say a brilliant blue-white. You know, similar to the ignition of magnesium and pure oxygen. That really bright light.
Did it travel very fast at any time?
No, I didn't notice it travel. It traveled a little better than the speed of an aircraft. But of course, I figure those things are relative at the height and where it was. I believe I sighted the thing much higher than the people in Wanacue. I think it was at a greater height.
Now, while you were watching it, what thoughts went through your mind as to what it might have been?
Well, I thought it was a helicopter with a bright strobe light, which is one of the things I told the Air Force that I thought it was, and I think they mounted it back at me. But as I say, I like to explain these things. We have the telephone calls coming in. I tried to think of what I could tell people this was, and I couldn't come up with an answer. So when I got to work, I decided I wouldn't say anything about it to anybody. And then we started getting telephone calls, tried to explain to a woman what it was, and I couldn't. And so then I got in contact with one of our police departments who handle the radio network for the entire area, Compton Lakes, and I spoke with Officer Severin, told Officer Severin, you know, we had a number of calls, and he indicated that they had a number of calls.
About what time was this?
Well, this was in the area of 7:15 or 7:30. I got it in Patterson at 20 minutes of 7, so. And at about 7:15 or 7:30, the thing was starting to shake up that other people were making the sightings. And all through the night, we got telephone calls, and then I heard that Mayor Wolf of Wanacue had seen it, and I called Harry, a friend of mine, and we discussed it. And much of what we saw was the same thing. Incidentally, the course of north-northwest from the corner of Colfax Road and Hamburg Turnpike leads directly to Raymond Dam. I didn't know it before, but I put a map down this morning and drew a line, which is very inaccurate, but it does. We got a lot of crank calls, and I must admit that a lot of people saw airplanes that night, but I could identify them as airplanes, people who saw red and green blinking lights and the associated things that we associate with aircraft. But I can't associate anything I saw with any aircraft I've ever seen.
You know what time this story hit the radio?
What time it hit radio? When I called WJRZ radio station to find out if their helicopter was in the air, they already knew about it. They had already had telephone calls. And I called them 7:05, something like that, in the area of 7 o'clock. Because I had seen the thing and I was interested. I wanted to know what it is.
I'm trying to get some idea of when the story might have gone out over the radio to alert people.
I think he said that they were interested in it at that point, but I don't think they had broadcast it. I think they made their initial broadcast on the radio sometime around 7:30 in their 7:30 newscast.
Had you gotten crank calls prior to that?
We had calls prior to that, but we didn't have the crank calls until it went on radio, actually.
That got the people excited. Mayor, you want to give us a rundown on your experience that Saturday?
Yes, to give you a little background, on Tuesday evening, I guess that was the 11th we were talking about, I was scheduled to go to dinner, which we eventually did, with Councilman Barton, Dr. Barton, and Councilman Warren Hagstrom. I was ready and supposed to be picked up approximately about 5 or 10 to 7. After a little the money and see they weren't. I wasn't being picked up. This was probably just a little after 7. I made a call to Councilman Martin's house, and his wife told me, she said, "Don't you hear all the news on the radio?" And of course, she was referring to the police radio, which was a report from the Wanacue Reservoir Police, apparently the Wanacue Reservoir Police, that he was seeing something there. And, just a couple of minutes later, Councilman Barton and Councilman Hagstrom came by. Instead of going down to the dinner, we went up to the reservoir itself. My son, Billy, went along with us, and we stopped at the reservoir police guard that was on duty there. And about that time, a little come patrolman Cisco of our Wanacue police. We went into what they call the Daly Track, which is to the east of the Wanacue Reservoir, to see if we could see anything. Patrolman Cisco had seen something before, previous to that. This was a few minutes ago. We're talking about maybe 5 minutes after 7, 10 minutes after 7, or something of this nature. And we went out over there into the field, which is maybe a quarter of a mile east of the Wanacue Reservoir, and went down in there. It's pretty dark in there, and we thought maybe we could see something in there. Well, I couldn't see anything. I don't think anybody else saw anything. So we come back through the reservoir and went up on top of the reservoir, the dam itself. And we went up to the on top of the dam there, and there was myself, Councilman Clark, Councilman Hagstrom, Coleman Cisco, and my son Billy. And we were up there, and of course we were in the northerly direction. The car was facing the northerly direction. Over towards the Stonetown area,
which direction?
Which I'd say is probably northwest direction. What seemed to be low to the horizon was something that looked like a star, a little bit bigger, I would say probably a little bit brighter. I viewed it, and I think everyone else did, for about maybe 3, 4, 5 minutes there, and it seemed to stand in the, or stay in the one place. Now, it was of a brilliance, a little brighter than a star. I don't think it's as blue as a star, I would say. I don't believe so. It did at times seem to emit reddish or pale green lights, or even yellowish lights, not all at the same time at different points. In other words, when you're rotating out, of course, the first thing I would think of was a helicopter or anything else, but staying in there in one spot for about 3, 4, or 5 minutes, or maybe even a couple minutes longer than that, and then it seemed to move over just in a straight direction, either away, but what appeared to be not coming back, but out further, but probably going towards the south or the southwest or something like that. About that time, we turned the car around, and we, of course, come down, and we didn't do anything more about it. That's basically what I saw, according to reports, that apparently it was moving up and down, too. But I didn't see it moving up and down, at least sideways, say.
Did it move steadily?
Yes, it appeared to move steadily. And as I say, it was very close to the horizon, just a little bit above treetop levels at that point.
And what was the total time you saw it?
Oh, I'd say about 10 minutes altogether.
And how much of the sky did we cross at that time?
Not a very great distance. certain area. He left from a certain area. I don't know how far it was out, I suppose.
Well, I mean, from what compass direction to what compass direction from where you stood?
Well, we were pointing north. It was going back towards, say, if we were pointing north, this was at 10 o'clock or 9 o'clock, maybe come back to 8 o'clock.
And how did it disappear?
I don't believe that it disappeared when we had left.
You were still visible when you left, President.
I believe so, yes.
Well, you say, Mayor, that this emitted a red beam. Do you know exactly
what it was? It was a beam. I should just say it was a light.
A light?
A pale green light.
Did it seem to emit it, shoot it onto the ice of the reservoir? We received some new federal reports.
Let me make this clear. What I saw was a little bigger than a star. Mm-hmm. A block away, depending on the size, or a mile away, or 10 million miles away, or 10 billion miles away.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't know.
Yeah, it's very hard to judge it.
That's basically what I say. There wasn't any shooting, any rays of light, any place, mm-hmm. or anything like that. Just that there was light to it.
Now, when the lights were there, did the main part of it retain its original color and have other lights in addition, or did the whole thing seem to change color?
Well, I think that it was changed, and it seemed to change fairly quick, and then come back to its normal color. That's what it was. Now,
at any time, did it make any very rapid or abrupt motions at any time?
No, it didn't seem to me.
Did it move in a way similar to an airplane?
Yes, I would say it would, but of course it stood still for, say, 3, 4, 5 minutes or longer. So I would have discounted an airplane just for that. Of course, a helicopter, whether I could discount that, but I doubt if a helicopter could stay in one position.
Was there any sound from this?
Well, as I say, no. There was no sound as far as I was concerned.
You were outside or inside the car?
Well, we'd gotten out of the car and I had gotten back in the car. It was really cold that night. It was about 15 degrees up there or so.
When you were outside, you couldn't hear anything?
No, absolutely.
I don't know about these holes in the ice. I really think that the reservoir fellows will tell you there are a lot of holes in the ice.
Yeah, well,
we got two.
The first newspaper account on which we received stated that witnesses saw the object he met, a red beam, which cut a hole in the ice. Well, we just wanted to...
Someone of the reservoir fellows told me they had seen that they emit a white beam, about 9 feet in diameter on the ice.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know whether it was George or who it was who observed that, but somebody saw that.
We have an additional member of the gathering here. Do you want to identify yourself?
Councilman Rocco Bart.
And you were with the mayor Tuesday night.
Yes, we were all three together.
Do you want to describe for us what you saw?
Well, I don't think what I saw was too very dramatic. It certainly isn't the same as what's been described in the newspapers, what other people apparently have seen. I mean, what I saw appeared to be a star. And the only factor that made me think that it was anything at all unusual about it was the fact that it was very low on the horizon, in a position which appeared to be lower than what I would normally expect a star to be in. And also, it appeared to be changing colors, but this could have been due to the fact that I was listening to the police radio at the time, and the police radio was talking about people calling in and saying that this was changing colors and planted the seed in my mind, which perhaps could have made me think that it was actually changing colors when it may not have been.
How did it appear to change color?
Well, as I say, as you looked at it, you'd look at it and you'd think it was right, white, and then you would look again and it appeared to be green, and even to a degree at times red. Yet there was no dramatic change. where you could specifically state that it changed from white to red or
like a traffic light.
Yes, no, it wasn't. And yet, and again, I don't know whether this was provoked by the fact that the thought was planted in my mind by the reports on the radio, or whether I was actually seeing this. But I think if you look at a star or anything long enough, you can almost see what you want to in that star. And as I say, I could never, from what I saw, I could never corroborate the opinions that were expressed by other people. And I couldn't say that it's 2 feet in diameter. Certainly wasn't what I saw. Wasn't. And I mean, it certainly wasn't close, what I saw, and yet it could be, it could have been 10 miles or 10 million miles away. I mean, this part I couldn't say. I mean, well, I wish I had seen these things that so many other people had said they've seen. I would have found it intensely interesting. But, and I guess we looked at it for maybe a half hour or so.
It didn't move, during maneuvers or zigzag around?
It didn't do any maneuvers, and now if it moved, it wasn't moving to the side. If it was moving, it was moving away from us in a straight line, mm-hmm. So it appeared to me to be stationary.
Well, it appeared to me to move over to the one side. When I say the side, either away towards the west or southwest or something like that.
Well, it was moving
slowly. The perception of movement was so slight that I couldn't say that I felt that it moved at all. And if it didn't move, I would have thought that it moved away from us in a straight line away from us. Mm-hmm. So that the degree of movement would not be noticeable.
You say it was low on the horizon.
That's one thing I thought. That this was the only thing that prompted me to make me think it was not a thought. It was the position that it seemed to occupy in the horizon. And if it were, let me say this, if it was a great distance away in the position that it occupied on the horizon, I would have thought that it would have been concealed by a mountain, which would make it appear to me that it was somewhat closer than I normally would expect a star to be.
Did you see it against the background of anything?
Just merely the sky. It was not against the background.
It wasn't in front of anything?
No.
Trees,
no,
mountains,
no,
hills?
No, nothing that you could distinguish and get it and get a sight and then get an idea of the distance. At least I didn't see anything of that nature. But, I have heard these other stories. I've talked to other people who have felt the same way, that this was something very close, but I didn't see any of it.
This is a performance system of these gentlemen of the NASA space agency in Mexico.
Yes. Joe?
Performance system.
Yeah, I'm down to
you.
Do you want to tell us here just what it was you saw, and first of all, when?
Yeah, first of all, I can't tell you what it was. So.
What did it look like?
I don't know. I first saw it was a multicolored light.
And this was the 11th, Tuesday?
Thursday, yeah.
Okay. About what time?
Somewhere around 6:45, 6:50 p.m.
Was this Tuesday or Thursday?
Thursday. Thursday the
11th. Oh, Tuesday. Yeah, Thursday.
Thursday.
Okay. I thought you said Thursday.
It's not Thursday.
And where were you at the time?
We're in a sand pit here in town. It's half a mile from here.
Where is it in relation to the dam?
It's due east of Raymond Dam.
Okay, and what direction were you looking?
First, I was looking southeast over Ponton. That's where the original report came from. Didn't see anything there, and the radio dispatcher said he received 2 calls from our town. And that's when I made this turn with the police car and went back up over Midvale, back up over the Raymond Dam, made the sighting.
And what did you see?
This bright light appeared to be multicolored if you stopped and looked at it. About 10 minutes, I would assume, without checking the watch too close, approximately 10 minutes, 15 minutes.
What did it do?
It stayed in this one spot, and it's been all it did to stay in one spot. It was changed your variation of the color of the light.
So, how did it vary? From what color?
It was this bright white, and it went to a dull white, like a similar to a candle, and a candle from quite a distance. And there's a slight amount of red in it. About that time, I got the radio call that the mayor and councilman Barker and the reservoir. So I went on over there and went up on top of it. I ran down.
Do you know of anyone who saw it maneuvering over the reservoir at all?
No, I've heard reports of it. That's all I know as far as I'm concerned. Nothing as far as confirmation of it.
You didn't see it at all?
It was hearsay as far as I'm concerned.
No. It wasn't moving at all when you watched it?
No. The study, well, this was on the first sighting I had on.
Okay. Now, how did it disappear? How did
it... As far as I know, it went out of sight in the northwest, what I had been looking at. I couldn't say for sure. I was driving the police car at the time, and if you've been up on top of that ram dam, it's quite narrow.
Was it anywhere at one time, then it disappeared later? Did you check that sunspot again later?
It wasn't there. I checked the following night, mm-hmm. just for my own satisfaction, to make sure I wasn't looking at a star. And I couldn't see any sight.
Did you check again that same night?
Later on that same night, I was back up in there and didn't see anything.
Mm-hmm. Do you like the appearance of Venus and Jupiter in the evening sky right now?
Right now, yeah, Venus lays out to the southwest, and Jupiter at that time of night would be back over to the east.
How did its brightness compare with Venus when it was really bright?
I would say it was brighter than Venus, and as much as I know about it, which isn't too much.
This was your first sighting. Did you see it again?
Right.
When?
Approximately 2:20, 2:30 a.m. Wednesday morning.
That's January 12th. You want to describe that, where you were?
Well, I was home at the time. In fact, I had gone to bed maybe an hour or so before that. And I have a police radio on the house at the time all the time. And I heard the Boston station report to the cars that this object had been seen over Whitehall. And it was just a matter of minutes that our car had picked it up. And he said that he saw it over Twin Lakes, which is in the southern end of the borough. And when he said this, I got out of bed, my wife and I both did. And I got out of bed in the windows, and I could see this object traveling in a northerly direction.
It was moving this time?
It was moving.
Did it look like the object did the first time?
It did. This time it seemed to be much brighter than it did the first time.
Color similar?
No, it's just a real bright white color.
How fast did it seem to be going?
Miles per hour. I couldn't say for sure, but I have seen the Echo 2 satellites going over, and it appeared to me to move faster than they ever had.
And how long did you watch it?
As I said, it's about 2:20, and I believe it was somewhere around 4:15 when we finally decided to go to bed. And it was still in the same spot.
Oh, then it wasn't moving?
It had stopped. No, when I decided over to my legs by the sergeant, as I said, I got up and saw it come north until it got back over the reservoir, which would be a western direction from where I live, and it stopped. And that's right where it stayed.
How long did you saw it stop?
Right.
How long did it hover over the reservoir?
Well, from clear from 2:20 until, as I said, it was 4:10, 4:15, somewhere around there when I finally decided to go to bed.
Who started it originally early in the morning? Who put the first call in?
New Jersey Press, whoever that is. Howard might be able to answer that one. They were around White Buffalo, you know.
I know the fellow's name. His first name is George. What happened over, I can tell you what happened over there because I was in touch with the North Aylwin police. Actually, North Aylwin got a sighting, and Wyckoff got a sighting. North Aylwin got from a woman who got up and looked out her window and saw it. And then the North Aylwin policeman, I believe, this is hearsay, also got a sighting. And at that time, it was traveling again in that northwest direction, over North Haledon. As you say, North Haledon and Wyckoff are very closely related. And the North Haledon policeman, as I got the message, saw it on High Mountain Road, which is on the border of North Haledon and Franklin Lake. And this was about the same time, I believe, if you check their record, I guess Patterson dispatches for them. I don't know who dispatches. But they got the call somewhere around 2 o'clock.
Was there a Fred Dykeman involved in this sighting?
No, that's on the second sighting, no. He was supposedly, I don't know how early midnight, but he was still around.
He saw it the first time. Could you give us some names of any of the witnesses who supposedly saw the red light or the white light or whatever it was?
The stories we've picked up the papers have been a little more dramatic.
George
Dykeman had the dramatic angle of this 2 foot thing.
We just want to get exactly how accurate the press reports were.
We had numerous calls on it as far as this thing being sighted back and forth. I believe we had 11 just for our area alone.
In what period?
Within an hour and 10 minutes.
I mean, this is the first...
This first sight. Right, this is what drew our attention to it more than anything else. At first, it sounded like this might have been some nonsense going on. At the same time, Fompton had this swan set up going down there.
Yeah.
Injured swan down there. And they were chasing us around trying to catch it. We just thought possibly this is what it was, just the continuation of this swan story.
What was the nature of the reports people were phoning in? Were they similar to what you had seen, or were they dramatically different?
No, it was just that they saw something going over town. They didn't know what it was. It was a tremendously bright white, bright light.
I want to say, I want to clear something with Joe. I didn't call Paul.
No, I know. You explained it to me last night.
I didn't call anyone until I found out that Joe had seen it. Because I put a lot of credence in the guy. He's a friend of mine, has been for quite a number of years, and he's a level-headed police officer. We are driven out of our minds in our business, police, and just by nutty calls. So when Joe said he had seen it, when Harry said he had seen it, then I pursued it much further and went into the McGuire angle and the Stewart Air Force Base. I had a report, and I don't know what it means, from McGuire, off the record. He wouldn't give it to me for the record, and of course you don't quote federal agencies when they don't want to be, that he had alerted some kind of a control group they have around here. I don't know what it is. And that they got a visual sighting of something in this area. And that whoever got the visual sighting, whoever the non-com or officer was, would not confirm it as an aircraft. And they couldn't get a radar sighting.
Well, that would also tie into this jet angle. After we found out that the Stewart was supposedly going to send jets out, there was no jets seen over the reservoir itself. But at the same time, when we lost sight of this object up here, it was sighted down over Wayne Township. I would say within approximately 2 minutes after we had pulled off the dam up here. And right in back of this, I've had reports that five jets were seen going down across the back ridge here, which would tie this in as far as they're covering this thing in Wayne Township. Being up in here, they may have had a lot better sighting than we could have had. Instead of coming over the reservoir, they went right directly south after this.
No,
that's speculation.
They wouldn't confirm or anything that they had sent aircraft out. They wouldn't, of course, they don't.
They never do, as far as I know.
Incidentally, Patrolman Jack was on the guy there. He was with a few workers.
We want to talk to him, too.
Now, ostensibly, some people took pictures.
Oh?
Yes.
Now,
do you know who did?
Of the object itself? Or
I did.
You did? With which time?
The second sighting.
What kind of camera?
It's a Kodak Norse lights. It's just a small box camera, that's all it is.
Have you had the film process?
Yeah, it's going, it should go on the set now.
Do you know of anyone else specifically?
Somebody shot it on the pole, right? And
sure, took a shot, I believe it was down at the reservoir.
And he got a blur in.
A big blur. Boy, it's a new fellow down here. Last member of the report was put on down there.
He just got a blur though.
Right.
It was a Polaroid shot.
You saw the picture you took?
No.
Was it moving rapidly when he took it?
I don't really know.
Supposedly stationary. This was, as I said, this is going to be second sight, and after this thing stopped, that's when he turned to take the shot. Also, there's a blog there from the works for Daily News. He also does a lot of work for True Magazine. Sergeant Cisco Ready Card. He has a breakdown on that.
Not on Roberts.
Possibly. Short fella.
I don't know what size he is, but he's
probably not
pretty short.
Augie Roberts is a photographer of sorts. He has no connection with True, however.
And no connection with us.
He's not known for selling fake flying saucer pictures, unfortunately.
We had a fellow for yesterday also that supposedly he's got pictures of these flying saucers. He's been chasing these things for years.
The fellow's name?
Yeah, Ben Grashi. He's from Somerville. And he spent just about the entire night up here last night. I should say he came up around here around 5. 4:35 o'clock, and he was still here yet.
What was this you told me yesterday about someone who got a daylight sighting or something?
Right, I had a call Thursday night, I believe it was, from a man over in Mountain Lakes. He was down on Route 22, just outside of the White House. It's down around Union. He and his daughter were coming east on 22, and he saw this object going south at a tremendous rate of speed. He said it was ball-shaped thing, and struck him funny as not being a jet. There was no vapor trail with it.
Did he describe the shape?
It was long egg-shaped, or a thin egg-shaped.
Did he give any estimate of size?
No, he said he couldn't give any estimate of the size of it. He said the speed on this thing is tremendous. He's really moving. Also, from the time he told me, I would say approximately 5 minutes prior to this, my wife, next door neighbor, and Lieutenant Elston saw some type of an object up over the reservoir. What that was, I couldn't say. I was there.
This daytime or night?
This was around 12:30, somewhere there around 12:30.
Can you describe what they said they saw?
No, what my wife told me, she said it was appeared to be her, to her something like a powder puff or powder ball shape. One of these puff balls. Appeared to be that type of shape to her. Very shiny.
Did it just stay there? Or did it?
No, it came in the same direction where this other one had disappeared from. It'll actually be coming from northwest to slightly southeast to a fixed point, or to a point, I should say, and then veered off and went due south, which, as far as I'm concerned, the time for this sighting in Union, approximately 5 to 10 minutes later, even 3 to 10 minutes later, which would be in the same path line.
Did it travel rapidly?
Right. And the time involved would just about make it break down right now, as far as the sight, as far as the angle, and so forth.
Did your wife say that it maneuvered at all, or just...
No, as I say, it came out to this, from the northwest, going back up towards the east or southeast, to a point. It hesitated momentarily, then went right out to the south again. So that actually would be coming down and making a right angle.
I want to make a point of emphasis here. I mean, it has nothing to do with the sightings. And I think Joe is going to go along with what I say, that neither Joe Cisco or I would make a report on anything like this in order... other than we saw something that was unusual for the fact of the matter that it makes an awful lot of work for both of us. because the thing has troubled my work by the number of phone calls, and of course other newspapers who call, and new people call, and here I am on Saturday somewhere, and what I have a considered opinion, and I know maybe I'm not supposed to put an opinion. What I saw at 6:20 or 6:30 between that time was what Joe saw 6:45. And if you pinpoint the course, and if you people have a map, whether it's an astro map or what it is, the course is evident, and there were a lot of cranks involved in this. There were a lot of people who called up who saw things that were not what we saw. And there were a lot of people who got the mass hysteria that always happens with something like this, the Orson Welles type thing. But there were a lot of pretty steady individuals, including Paul Severin told me almost every policeman on patrol that night had reported sighting this. They had 40 telephone calls in Pompton,
or at least
40.
This was the first night, Tuesday night.
This was Tuesday night.
Also, not just Rip Howard, while he's going on this, as far as this mapping and course and so forth, one fellow who doesn't only involve us doing a job connection was trying to keep some kind of a triangulation going on this object. And he said it was pretty hard to do through the reports that were coming in on this thing, other than it was in his general area here. And then being seen back over Wayne again and over the Fountain area, which would keep it pretty nearly some type of a course or definite area. And it's not a case where these things are far fetched where you're getting reports from 50 or 60 miles away. So that ties into that.
The funny part is when I got telephone calls from people, and when I answered McGuire's questions, I wrote their questions down, and I asked the same questions of people who called me. And somebody who lived east of what the sighting was would report seeing it to the west. Someone who lived west of it would report seeing it to the east, so that they were, most of these people reporting seeing the same thing. There were some ladies who called up with a green and red light, with a little white light in the back, and I knew it was a jet. I got one call from Fairlawn, and I went on the roof of the news building and I looked over and there was an airliner in the sky with its landing lights on.
Right, I saw that one also.
All right, and I know what these things look like.
Was,
but the thing that we reported, the two of us, is the same thing, and I don't know what the devil was.
Have you ever seen anything else around here in the years past that resembled that at all?
Never.
Nothing, as far as I can remember, this record that I've seen myself. We have seen these different color lights at different times, but that could be written off as a very high-flying aircraft. There's always a possibility of it. And as I said before, as far as Explorer 2, this I've seen numerous times. It's not a hobby with me, it's just curiosity. And I hear about these things going over. I try to make my business the same.
I can't emphasize too much that most of us show too. Watch the sky today, and we watch it for our own protection, because I can say on the telephone, lady, you saw flight 275 out of Newark and go to bed.
It does seem like it's a little bit funny, but as Howard says, he's dealing with the newspapers. I have to deal with them as a police officer. And it doesn't take too much for one or two people just to get shook up and start a real good case of hysteria going for you. And this one fall out, and the next one fall two or three more, and you have a problem on your hands.
We don't want it, because it could cause big problems, and that's why I say when we reported it, and we carried it out, and there was no foreknowledge between any of us.
There was no prior connection.
No prior connection. I hadn't talked to Joe for about 3 months until I spoke with him that night and asked him what he had seen.
Now, we've gone through the sightings on Tuesday evening and Wednesday morning. I understand there were some then Wednesday evening.
That was a telephone system, I don't know.
As far as I'm concerned, the reports were made. I didn't say it, so I couldn't confirm it one way or the other. Our civil defense director, Donald Spencer, was in his backyard with Joe Goodrich from the New York Daily News. who was also Don Oregon's patrol. And he said he had read about this, there was a hole being melted in the ice. This is what brought him out here. It means he has studied this for quite some time, and he just wanted to see what it was. And what they told me is hearsay again, that they were in Spencer's backyard and had also the same type of sighting around 6:40 Wednesday night.
I'd say there are a lot of holes in that ice up there, though.
Are normally there.
Right.
The two big holes that they had reference to first were, I'd say, within 30-35 yards of the intake, on each side of the intake, one on this side of the intake, one on the opposite side of the intake, which is normal for this time of year with the water being down as low as it is. There's no getting away from it.
I mean, I
did work down here for 4 years. I saw how this ice would work.
I would poo-poo anything that would be that sounds a little screwy, but...
They're going to say whether
the other part of it I can't poo-poo.
The reflection of the light, I think Art and the American possibly bear me out on this one. On the first night we were up there, the reflection from Beebe's house.
I remember that.
You know, the fact that he had played was with us that night also, and... As far as this reflection on the ice, that's just about what I would buy on that.
There was a reflection from lights in someone's
house. There was a house placed back over behind the reservoir. It's way up on the top of the hill. And they had an excessive number of lights on this night, which is unusual for this house. And they may have had company and had the floodlights on and so forth, which would throw this light back. I'm not saying that these fellows didn't say it, but all I'm saying is what we saw when we were up there.
Who saw that light, Joe?
Fred Steins, custodian down there. Spencer was with him, and I think Dick Grumman was with him. I'm not sure.
There were a lot of people who saw what they wanted, like Arthur said before. There were a lot of people, but there were some, the observers who observed it saw the same thing, who saw the right thing.
Without mentioning any names or without any discredit, any of these other names I have thrown in here. I've known most of them for years, and as far as credibility on some of them, I would be a little bit inclined to disbelieve. It's just my own personal opinion, so I said I won't mention any names on it.
Incidentally, in connection with this Wednesday night sighting, when I come home from work Wednesday night, my wife and my next door neighbor, Mrs. McPhee, were out in the backyard, and they told me they were watching. And I went back and I did look at what they were watching. And again, I thought it might be a light. I mean, an electric part. They were looking, but they told me it was moving in the sky. And when I saw it, it appeared. They said it had moved in the sky.
Did you remember what you had seen the previous night?
No, this was much brighter. But I saw it the second night. This is why I thought it was an electric light.
How high up was it?
It was very low. It was just when I saw it, it was just barely over the tree tops and the houses. You know, and so
this was up to the west part.
This is back by my backyard. I mean, but the where the light was,
to the east or to the west?
No, it would be to the west, probably to the northwest. I thought it was a light. I wasn't too impressed with it. I saw it. I thought it was just hard enough from the previous night. But they did tell me, and they said that they had watched it when it was in the sky, and that it moved down at this position.
How long did you watch it?
Oh, I looked at it for five minutes or so.
And just stayed there, or
did it stay in the same spot?
Was it still there?
Yes, it was still there.
Did your wife watch any longer?
No, but then shortly we have that. I mean, a half an hour or so later when it's gone, I said it was gone. I didn't even go out to look to see whether it was gone or not, but she said it was gone then. And, but they, I thought that they were just being, having, this was, again, the story was put in their minds from the night before, but they said they watched it from a higher level. Down to the level that I saw it.
Well, Billy said, Billy and my wife, they said they saw something Wednesday night.
Would a Billy
Corgan looking out the window or looking out the door? Now, I don't know what time that was. I looked, but I couldn't see anything. Maybe because, you know, two bright lights in the house.
Yeah,
right. I could even turn the lights off in the house to see if I could see anything.
Well, he's had a small move up here and then describe what you saw.
Wednesday night, we were, you know, keeping an eye out for it, so you'd see if night was closed, I'm on the dance. So, me and Ricky were at it a little bit. He had a small telescope with him. And, you know, we kept looking around for it. And he's watching, it was towards west, right? Pretty high in the sky, not, you know, between the high and low. And we were watching it, and things seemed to move before us. And we figured that that was just Venus, you know. So we went in, and I accepted, and he was waiting for me. We went back out, and it was gone. And when I went upstairs, you could see it from the upstairs room, it was just barely over the mountain. And then what direction was this? About 50 southwest. And then
west side of
about 6:30. And this was very, very dark. And that's the brightest one that started. Mm-hmm. And then we were going to the store at about 7:30. And we saw something that wasn't very bright. It was smaller than what we had seen at the reservoir. But it looked sort of like it was changing colors too. It was heading in like sort of the south direction. And it was traveling pretty quick. It was near two stars, and then all of a sudden it started to move, and it picked up speed, and when we came back out of the store, it was gone.
Have you ever seen a satellite?
Right. Well, me and him, I'd say about 2 years ago, so three nights in a row, it kept, like, going this way. We were out in the back room, and I didn't see it. But his father said it was probably just a booster burning up, finally burned up or something.
Was this thing going faster or slower than the thing you've seen before?
It started slow, and then it just kept moving away, and it got picked up speed.
Let's go back to the first night when you were up on the dam with your father.
Mm-hmm.
You
mm-hmm.
What did you see?
It started in the northwest direction. It's low over the mountain. And towards Stone Town and we were watching. And the same seemed like to be changing the color. Most of the time it was white. You know, it's pretty bright. It was a little bit bigger than normal star. And it was every once in a while it seemed to get darker and brighter. Sometimes you couldn't see it. So, you know, unless you really strain your eyes, that kind of thing for me. We were watching after about 10 minutes. It seemed to move around just a little bit if you compare it with the mountain. Then we went off across the dam, took Jeff to turn around, went into the dam, come back down off. And we went off down off the dam, and when we came back, we stopped and we weren't sure if you could see it, just like a little speck in the sky. We weren't sure if you could see it or not. We didn't know if that was it. Then it appeared down in the wind. And then,
you didn't see it down.
No, I don't know.
How long did you watch?
About 10, 15 minutes. Last night we saw something too.
That's Friday night?
Yeah, Friday night. Me and him, we were here together, you know. We saw the star in the sky, it was like the same one we had seen Wednesday night. And this one disappeared about the same time. And then we didn't see the same coming back, but two friends of mine, he just said two of them this time, coming back in the same direction, and they said about the same speed as we had seen one going in the east-south direction.
They might be kidding you, Bill.
No, he was all excited about it.
How fast did it disappear on Friday night?
Well, this was about the same thing. We really didn't know. We didn't keep an eye on it.
But it was traveling.
Oh, no, it wasn't traveling. No, it looked like it was stationary. But when we came back, the star was gone.
How long were you gone?
We were in the store, say, about... I mean, yeah, it was in the store. We were going to the store. About 10 minutes. Yeah, except this was lower in the sky than it had been on Wednesday night. How high was it first seen? It was about, you know, I don't know how to explain it.
Well, I mean, So you can't go up?
Yeah, about halfway up, something like that. Night before is a little hot. There's a couple of degrees higher now, something like that. But, just saying, when we get back to the first night, on Tuesday night, a friend in school, I don't know, he trusts him, he lives over, close to the door where Jack was, I don't know if people are supposed to see it. He said that he saw something about 2 or 3 inches in diameter, and it was above this, say, he said in the southwest direction. And he could see it hoovering around up there. And he said about 7:30, because he checked the time. And this is when we were up on the dam. This was in the same direction we were looking at it from the dam. So that's what really convinced me there was something up there. Because he said that it was probably the same thing. And he said that he saw lights coming on the perimeter of it.
Did you see that?
Well, see, the thing was only about as big as a star. It looked like it was changing colors. You know how you see a star sometimes, and it looks to you like it has a blue tint in it or something. Yeah, like this thing had a green and a red tint in it. Most of the time it was white.
Did he describe color changes?
Well, he said that he could only see the bottom of it, and that, really, he just, he could just see, looked like lights were on it.
Were they flashing in sequence?
He said it just like every once in a while, light coming around or something. I don't know. I really, you know, and that's pretty much what you saw, though, yourself. Yeah,
it's pretty funny. Switch it off.
Okay.